on this day, 30 January 1971. Violence, a Catholic problem. There was no hint that the recent troubles in Belfast were a Protestant-Catholic confrontation. It was a conflict that was markedly political, said Mr. Roy Bradford, Stormont Minister of Commerce, last night. Mr. Bradford, who was speaking in North Antrim, said the problem was that a substantial section of the community at best would only reluctantly acquiesce in its British citizenship as a second choice, and at the worst hated it with a bitter hatred and would reject it by every possible means, including violence. That was why the British Army was attacked in Ballymurphy and Ardoyne. And that was why this particular problem was a Catholic problem and why its solution lay largely in the hands of the Catholic community. The leaders of that community and all the decent men and women who form its large majority see all too clearly what was happening to their children and their Christian standard of life. They saw the futility of violence. They saw that respect for law was indivisible, and that once it was broken down, only criminal elements of every kind would profit. The government had gone as far and as fast as it could in rectifying grievances. Devlin attacks colossal cheek. However, the Commerce Minister has been sharply rebuked by Falls MP Mr. Paddy Devlin for displaying a colossal cheek in asserting that the problem of violence in the North is a Catholic one. The fundamental Ulster problem, as Mr. Bradford saw it, was that there were many people in North Ireland who accepted British citizenship with reluctance. It was worth making 2 points, Mr. Devlin said. Firstly, many people here had been reluctant to accept the second-class citizenship imposed by Mr. Bradford and his predecessors since this state was set up. Secondly, it is the democratic right of every individual to support republican ideals if he so wishes. Mr. Bradford's contention that the government had gone as far and as fast as it could in rectifying grievances was ridiculous nonsense in view of a recent injunction imposed on Dungannon Rural Council on its sectarian housing policy. Enniskillen Future Cockpit. A protest meeting in Enniskillen against the imprisonment of Mr. Frank McManus, MP was told that the town would become the cockpit for future civil rights agitation, and there would be no peace until the corrupt county council was abolished and the powers and privileges of the Brookes and the Wests were replaced by fair play. Eamon Phoenix editors note, a suave, modern unionist with Monaghan roots, Roy Bradford characterised the ongoing violence as a Catholic problem, ignoring the UVF bombing campaign and the mob attacks of August 69.